Mahomes is great, but if Brady couldn't three-peat, I don't think Mahomes can three-peat. If the greatest quarterback couldn't do it, I don't think Mahomes can do it. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to TKM Sports Podcast. We're last on here. It was to talk about the college football playoff, right? We're kicking off college football playoff. We're going to talk. We talked about the games, what to expect, you know, through the college football. And listen, the college football playoff flew by. It went incredible. Really, for a 12-team playoff, I thought it was awesome overall. I mean, so when we first started, we talked about, you know, Clemson and Texas, Tennessee, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame. We had Notre Dame move on, Penn State, Boise State, Ohio State, and Oregon, and then Texas and Arizona State. Texas, and then in the semifinals, we had Texas and Ohio State, and we had Penn State and Notre Dame, and then in the national championship, Ohio State took down Oregon, took down Texas, took down Tennessee, did everything they had to do, and took down Notre Dame, and won the national championship. Ohio State, by far the best team this year, and they had an incredible year. College football playoff was magnificent. It went great, in my opinion. The 12-team system works. The only thing I had a problem with when it came to the 12-team system was this. The four teams that were in the top four need a home game. We got to do away with some of the bowl games. I just don't think we need bowl games. I don't think, like, Oregon didn't need a bowl game. Oregon needed a home game. That's what Oregon really needed. They needed a home game. And then the other thing is the number one seed gets the hardest road. I didn't like that. I didn't like that Ohio State. You know, I know Ohio State had to go through the hardest amount of teams, but Oregon should have not faced Ohio State for their first game. The number one seed, you're rewarded no home game, and you have to play the hardest, probably the best team in college football. Overall, that's not beneficial for anybody, but hey, it is what it is at the end of the day, and Ohio State took care of business and had a hell of a season, and the college football season wraps up, and I enjoyed it. I really did. But today, I just wanted to cover a little bit on that, but that's not really why we're here. That's not what we're here to talk about. It's Super Bowl time, right? It's around the Super Bowl. Super Bowl's today. And, you know, Eagles-Chiefs, you know, the second go-around. We saw this matchup 2 years ago. Before I get into that, let's talk about the playoffs a little bit. Okay, so start the wild card round. We had the Texans and Chargers. Texans win. Steelers and Ravens. My Steelers are an absolute atrocity. For five weeks, they were horrible. We don't really have a quarterback. Going into this offseason, we don't have Russell Wilson anymore. We're probably not going to have Najee Harris. So we need another running back. I assume we're rolling with Justin Fields, unless they've been talking about Jalen Milroe, which I don't think that's a good pickup for us at all, but that's who they've been talking about. The Steelers just, they got to find themselves. I don't know how Terrell Austin still has a job. Mike T is... They haven't made any changes. Arthur Smith's still the guy. I don't know. The Steelers, I have no positive outlook for them right now. I just don't have a positive outlook right now for them. Then we had the Bills and the Broncos. I thought that game would have been a lot more interesting, but the Bills just ran them over. Packers and Eagles, I'm pretty sure in this game, I think Jordan Love was horrible in this game. He had three picks. I thought the Packers would play a lot better. The Eagles are just a heck of a football team. The Commanders were the biggest surprise. Now, I wanted Tampa Bay to win against the Commanders, but the Commanders won, and Jaden Daniels won, I think, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year, sorry. Yeah, he had an incredible season. So the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, they were awesome getting that win, and then the Rams over the Vikings in the wild card. And Sam Darnold pretty much lost his $40 million contract, which, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of sad. He had a pretty good season. Not much different to me than Kirk Cousins had with Minnesota. And then the divisional, Chiefs and Texans. That was about the most non-competitive playoff game I've ever seen. The Texans were nowhere to be found in that football game. Now, granted, the Chiefs got an easier win because, you know, we tapped Patrick Mahomes and it's an automatic penalty, which is ridiculous. But the Chiefs get the win. Commanders and Lions. Lions had too many problems, right? And that's not something that we expected going into this season. But when you have like 12 or 13 people out, it's going to catch up to you eventually. And that's what happened with the Lions. They just weren't healthy enough. Even though I love Dan Campbell and I love that team, it's going to be hard for them next year. I think Dan Campbell still has enough to lead, but no Ben Johnson, no Aaron Glenn, JT Barrett. No, he's not there. And another guy, and a couple other guys. Like, the whole coaching staff for the Lions is gone. They're on different teams now. So, you know, we'll see how the Jets do next year. We'll see how the Bears do next year with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. But the Lions, disappointing way to end the season. Eagles and Rams, this was a fun game right here. No defense really to be had throughout this game. However, listen, Rams surprised everybody. They battled through it. They battled through, and people thought they couldn't. But Saquon Barkley ran 200 yards, and Saquon Barkley is Saquon Barkley. So the Eagles got by the Rams. And then the Bills and the Ravens, probably the closest game in the divisional. Nobody thought the Ravens would lose that game, right? We didn't think the Ravens would lose, especially that, you know, Lamar Jackson didn't play a bad game. Derrick Henry didn't play a bad game. They just, mistakes happen, fumbles, interceptions happen. It cost them the game. So then we go into the conference championship week. Eagles and Commanders. Everybody thought this game would have been closer, but the Eagles just absolutely slaughtered the Commanders. And that's nothing to be, you know, that's nothing to be mad about, right? The Eagles are a great football team. The Commanders were awesome. They just didn't have enough to beat the Eagles or play the Eagles. And then the Bills and the Chiefs. So before I jump to the Super Bowl, after this game, I was really disgusted about the NFL. You know, the penalties that were being called against the Bills, some of the stuff that was happening. You know, it's not it doesn't bother me all much about the penalties, but it bothers me in the timing that the penalties happen, right? Happen in pivotal points in a game that essentially helped the Chiefs. Yes, the Chiefs had 5 penalties, but only for 21 yards. The Bills had 6 penalties for 48 yards. And then to say Josh Allen didn't get the first down when he is clearly over the line with the ball, it's ridiculous to me. It really is. To me, the Bills should have won the game. But it's almost that inevitable feeling that the Chiefs are going to win even when I don't think they should. And right, we've only seen one quarterback beat Patrick Mahomes. Outside of Tom Brady, only one active quarterback has done it, and that's Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the only active quarterback who's beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs and gone to the Super Bowl. So, to me, I don't know. I was unimpressed what happened with the Chiefs and the Bills, and it kind of put a bad taste in my mouth with the NFL. And tomorrow's episode is about the NBA and the past week. The NBA has been... it's been crazy. It's been the story of Super Bowl week, which nobody thought was going to happen. I never thought that was going to happen. I wouldn't think that, you know, the NBA be dominating the NFL. But I just wanted to cover the NFL, talk about, you know, possibly the ending of football here, a little bit of award winners and stuff like that. But to me, the NBA and the NFL had to be two different episodes. There's just too much to talk about. It's just too much talking about between the NBA and the NFL at the moment. So, NFL, MVP, right? That's the biggest award. Everybody knows that's the biggest award. And everybody was like, you know, they wanted Lamar Jackson to win it, right? They wanted Josh Allen. And personally, to me, even though I get it, it's not a stats thing, right? It's not a stats game. That's really not what it is, right? It's based about how you take your team. But to me, is the best quarterback this year, to me, was Joe Burrow, by far. Joe Burrow was, I know he was comeback player of the year, and that's awesome, but to me, he was the best quarterback in the National Football League this year. The way he performed, the way he dominated, you just can't say enough about how great he really is. And so to me, that's what makes it important. That's what I thought, you know, matters a little bit in the NFL. Hey, I know record has to be a part of it, but to me, take record out of the equation. Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the National Football League. He's the best pure quarterback in the National Football League. This year, at least. We had Offensive Player of the Year presented to Saquon Barkley. Well-deserved. The guy was an absolute stud. Probably could have won MVP, but he was a real stud. E-boy this year, Patrick Surtain. The dude is a monster. Best corner in the league, easily. Offensive Rookie of the Year was Jaden Daniels. Defensive Rookie of the Year was Jaden Verst, Rams pass rusher. That had a heck of a year. The Walter Payton Man of the Year was Eric Armstead for the Jaguars defensive lineman. Pro Football Hall of Fame, we have Eric Allen elected in. We had Sterling Sharp. So Sterling Sharp and Shannon Sharp become the first two brothers to ever be paired in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I thought that was awesome. Antonio Gates got in this year. Jared Allen got in this year. A Salute to the Services Award was presented to George Kittle. The FedEx Air and Ground Players of the Year, Josh Allen was rewarded that, and Ja'Marr Chase. And then, you know, the Art Rooney Sportsmanship, Josh Allen. Deacon Jones, sack leader, Trey Hendrickson. AP assistant coach was Ben Johnson. And Saquon Barkley got the Jim Brown Award. But overall, Coach of the Year was Kevin O'Connell. The Vikings having a great year. But so that is a little bit about the NFL award list. So Josh Allen won it. A lot of people disagree. I'm okay with it. I'm not mad that he won it. Do I think he's the best quarterback? No. Do I think he was the best quarterback this year? No, I don't. I know people, like I said, people say, well, stats don't matter. Well, if you take record out of the occasion, what about Joe Burrow? We're really talking about Joe Burrow. And, you know, I see some guys, you know, some media guys go, Joe Burrow's not an elite quarterback. We need to stop talking like he's an elite quarterback. Dude, Joe Burrow is an elite quarterback. My biggest fear for Joe Burrow is he going to be the next Dan Marino? Is Joe Burrow going to be the guy who made the Super Bowl at a young age, never didn't win it, and never makes it again? Now, he obviously has more talent than Dan Marino did on the outside. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, that's more talent than Dan Marino had. But we need to see, right? I still have lots of faith in Joe Burrow. I really do. I have lots of faith in Joe Burrow. All right, Super Bowl time is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles. We saw this matchup 2 years ago. The difference between 2 years ago and now, Saquon Barkley. This game all depends on Saquon Barkley. It depends if he can run the ball. Now, here's my biggest fear. If you look at last year, the 49ers, right? 49ers had a solid defense last year. They had a solid offense. I know Jalen Hurts is better than Brock Purdy, but Christian McCaffrey's in the backfield. Saquon Barkley's in the backfield for the Eagles. They had a hard time running the ball last year in the Super Bowl. The 49ers did. Are the Eagles going to struggle? Spagnuolo is a heck of a coach, but here's the thing I don't want to see. I don't want to see calls late in the game like the Eagles. Listen, Juju Smith-Schuster did not get held 2 years ago on one of those last plays for Mahomes, and that's what really got them the first down to win the game. That was not a holding call, but he got it anyway. I don't want to see calls like that. I don't want to see calls at the end of the game that the Chiefs have been getting. When it comes down to like the last 5 minutes, leave it be. But to me, I could go through all the variables, right? We got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. We've got Andy Reid, right? And Spagnuolo. Andy Reid's one of the best head coaches, going to be one of the greatest head coaches ever. Patrick Mahomes is a top two quarterback ever. Travis Kelce is a top two tight end ever. We know who the Chiefs are. We've seen them over the last, 6 years, right? They've been dominating. They made their last six AFC Championship appearances, they've made five of the last six Super Bowls. So we know what the Chiefs are made of. We know everything we need to know about the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the story of the Philadelphia Eagles, of Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, Nick Sirianni, this coaching staff. The Eagles going from a complete catastrophe on defense last year and losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs and looking terrible to this juggernaut that they are now. And to me, the story is the Eagles, right? The last time we saw the Eagles win was with Nick Foles. They took out Brady. To me, Brady is the greatest quarterback to have ever done it. Everybody feared Brady in the last 2 minutes of a football game. And people are starting to fear Mahomes. But everybody feared Brady for years. Brady's been in so many different situations. Tom Brady is my GOAT. But I know people are saying if Mahomes wins today, that he will pass Patrick. He will pass Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes will pass Tom Brady for the greatest quarterback ever. Here's the one thing that I can hold over Patrick Mahomes' head is that he's never beaten Brady in win-or-go-home moments. So, the 2018 AFC Championship game when he was against New England and the Rams and the Patriots for the Super Bowl, the Patriots won that. What about when Tom Brady played them in the Super Bowl? Tom Brady beat him in the biggest moment in the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No excuses, he did it. He beat Mahomes. So to me, that's enough for me to say, well, Brady's better than Mahomes. He beat him on the biggest stage in the AFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl. He never lost to Mahomes. Mahomes has been a phenomenal quarterback in the NFL. And listen, he is a great quarterback. He is. Travis Kelce's an incredible tight end. I could care less to see Taylor Swift on there. That's my personal opinion, but it is what it is. Andy Reid is one of the best coaches to ever live. Here's what upsets me the most, though, about the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes is great, but they get these calls at the end of the game. And I'm not saying it's his fault or anybody's fault. It's not anybody's fault. Now, I think it's the NFL's fault in some of the reffing problems at the end of the game. It's not Mahomes' fault, right? He's great. And the spotlight of the NFL is on Patrick Mahomes. And that's awesome. It really is. Like, it's so much, it's like a coincidence at this point, right? It's too much, it adds up. Now, I don't want it to be this way. I'm okay with, you know, Mahomes them winning without the calls, without the baby calls. I don't like all the baby calls. I just don't. I don't like it. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see calls that at the end of the game that don't, you know, that are clearly evident that that shouldn't be a call, right? That's what we don't want to see. And so that's just the only thing I ask for in the Super Bowl. If the Chiefs are about, to be honest with you, are probably the worst 15-2 team I've ever seen. They are the worst 15-2 team I've ever seen. I've never seen a team 15-2 be this really not be this intimidating. But it's okay. They beat the Titans. I'm saying the Titans of the AFC, right? They beat the Titans of the AFC. So not Tennessee, but, you know, the Bills, right? Didn't get to play Baltimore. Didn't get to play Bengals. Beat the Texans. So the Chiefs showed up and did what they need to do. But the Eagles have had the harder road, the more challenging road, and have done great handling it. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's going back to Philly. Mahomes is great, but if Brady couldn't three-peat, I don't think Mahomes can three-peat. If the greatest quarterback couldn't do it, I don't think Mahomes can do it. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley is going to run it down their throat, and if not, they've got Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown to go get it. They've got more weapons. The only thing the Chiefs have is experience in the big moment. They have more experience with Mahomes and Kelce and Andy Reid. That's what they have. The Eagles, they got all the talent in the world. And Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith have lost the Super Bowl against this same former team in the Kansas City Chiefs. So to me, they know how to beat them. They know how to beat the Chiefs. The team is not so different than it was 2 years ago. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles are my pick to win the Super Bowl. Let me know who y'all pick. And tomorrow we got the NBA. We'll talk about the NBA trade deadline. That was special now. There was a lot of trade. This has probably been the craziest NBA trade deadline I've ever seen. I've never seen so many players go different places. De'Aaron Fox to Luka to Jimmy Butler to DeAndre Hunter to, I guess, Dalton Connects going back to the Lakers because the Mark Williams-Dalton Connect thing didn't work out. Just so many people. Brandon Ingram got moved. This has been the busiest trade deadline in the NBA that I've seen in years. And we have a lot to get into and a lot more predictions to come up here in the future and a lot of teams to talk about. So tomorrow we'll have about a 20-minute episode about the NBA. Everybody enjoy the Super Bowl. Let's go Philadelphia Eagles. I know some of y'all Chiefs fans, but let's go Eagles. I want the Eagles to beat the Chiefs. So, all right. I'll see y'all tomorrow.